Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is December the 27th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Revelation, chapters 7 to 9. Seven blessings from God for faithfulness. We read in Revelation chapter 7, verses 15 to 17 like this. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger anymore nor thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to living fountains of water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. In his vision, Apostle John sees a great multitude of Gentiles from among all the different parts of the world who were converted during the Great Tribulation, arrayed in white and standing before the throne. This great multitude appears in white robes, displaying their purity, and carries palm branches in their hands, symbolic of their final victory. Their earthly trials are now over. John is informed by one of the elders that these people had come out of the Great Tribulation and their robes have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Faith in Christ had made these redeemed Gentiles both holy and righteous. These redeemed saints will receive seven wonderful blessings as a reward of their faithfulness. Number one, blessing of proximity to God. It says that, therefore, they are before the throne of God. They would be stationed right before the throne where they can see Him forever. Number two, blessing of unending service to God. It's written, and serve Him day and night in the temple. To serve indicates priestly service before the Lord. Number three, blessing of close fellowship with God. As it is written, He who sits on the throne will dwell among them. The majority in the multitude had not seen Christ when He dwelt among the Jews, but now God will tabernacle among them in heaven. Number four, blessing of total satisfaction. We read that they shall neither hunger nor thirst anymore. Christ will give them the bread of life and living water that will totally satisfy them. Number five, blessing of total security. As it is written, the sun shall not strike them nor any heat. Just like Jehovah went before the Israelites by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, He will provide them total security in heaven. Number six, blessing of accurate guidance. As it is written, for the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to the fountains of the waters of life. Jesus will fulfill His role as a good shepherd as He will guide them continually for eternity. And number seven, blessing of the fullness of joy. It's written, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Earthly sorrows will be over as God will Himself wipe away every tear of grief. Instead, the following observation by the psalmist will become a reality as we read in Psalms 16 verse 11. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Let us endeavor to live righteously before God and other people. The only way to gain entry into heaven, which is God's kingdom, is to be born again by accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It also involves us staying true to God and being faithful to the upward call of Jesus Christ all the days of our lives.